So once again, with this chapter, John 17, it's the more of the Last Supper discourses. There's like five chapters of the Last Supper in John's Gospel. And this is a chapter, 17 is just a whole chapter of Jesus praying to the Father. It begins today. I think we continue it tomorrow. Maybe we finish it. Maybe it's one more day. It's a long prayer of Jesus to the Father. And like we've said many times, I still think you can have him, imagine him taking this up again after his resurrection. Explaining it again to the apostles. It just makes more sense when he says some of it in light of his coming ascension into heaven. But bear with me, because I do feel like the Spirit of Christ is present in this prayer, and you hear the same kind of tone when you listen to St. Paul as he completes his race, finishes his race and what he's focused on, because it's the same Spirit animating St. Paul. It's Jesus' Spirit, and therefore ourselves too need to be looking for this single-mindedness. Why am I here? What am I about? What am I not about? Like even St. Paul says in the first reading, yet I consider life of no importance to me if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. That's St. Paul with the Holy Spirit of Christ. And here's Christ. I glorified you on earth, Father, by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with the glory that I had from the beginning. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. If you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, if you're a godparent, I revealed your name, Father, to those you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me, I have given to them. And they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you. And they have believed. I pray for them, the ones you gave me. I pray for my kids. I pray for the sheep you've entrusted to my care. I ask your Holy Spirit to enliven me with the zeal for their souls. Let me be so single-minded and focused on their salvation. This is something to think about as we fulfill our tasks in this world. We don't have many. We get dispersed and distracted by many tasks that are kind of insignificant. We have one task, to get those entrusted to us towards heaven. Every day we have a chance to do it in our prayer, in our personal witness, and every now and then with our words, right? What's the St. Francis of Assisi? Preach the gospel always. Use words when necessary. We simply ask the Holy Spirit to renew our own zeal as Jesus' own single-mindedness to fulfill the Father's will, St. Paul's single-mindedness to pass on the gospel to these sheep that have been entrusted to his care, and ourselves too, with the same Spirit to guide us, to give us light, to give us zeal. May we be renewed. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.